Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the best podcast in the world. This is the Strength and Skills Podcast with your hosts, Dennis.
Hello, everyone.
And me, Nick. All right. Today's topic, as right now we are in, I don't know when you're going to hear this, but this is November 2019. Everybody's getting sick. So today's topic is training and sickness. How to avoid that, how to handle that, how to come back. I think that's pretty important for most people. And as Dennis is a pharmacist, I think exactly the right person to help us to that.
No, I just sell drugs. I don't tell people how to get better.
That's well.
Yeah.
All right.
So
first thing, how to avoid getting sick. I think most things are not under your control.
Yeah. I think so too. Especially in the flu season. So
yeah. As if you're in contact with other people in the world out there, where whatever you do in your job, in your university, in school, you can't avoid that. And bacteria and stuff like that, they just come over you and make you sick.
Yeah. So I think there is some general rules you can be careful of, like when you use public transportation, wash your hands, don't stay around people that are sick. Don't train naked on bars. I mean, bar brothers every day, all day is good and fine. But if you want to avoid getting sick, it's not the best running around naked and training on in parks. Better you
in the snow.
In the snow, yeah. It's better you find a gym. So, I mean, it's cool and all, but it's not the best way to stay healthy. And the healthier you stay, the more you can train, the more gains you can make. So I think that's the most important point. If you're someone who gets the flu easily, you can get the flu vaccine. For some people, maybe smart too, especially if your immune system isn't the best and you tend to get sick. And generally, a lot of good sense, I think, is like having a good feeling for it is very, very important in knowing yourself. So, Nick, do you train when you're sick?
I don't.
You do.
I just don't. I don't. And I recommend it to everyone. Don't train when you're sick. Yeah. It's just stupid.
For example, see, it depends a lot on how sick you are and what you have. I think with a headache, for example, if it's not too bad, you can go train and it's not a problem.
That's not sickness to me.
Yeah, of course. But I mean, people stay at home because of a headache sometimes, and you can still do something with a headache. I think, like, if your throat is a bit sore, if you still feel like you can perform and you know it's not going to make it worse, I can tell you, train. Maybe the best thing is if you know, like, you're infectious and you could, give other people your sickness, it's better you stay home and you don't go to a gym and make other people sick, because that's very egoistic move on your side.
How dare you?
Exactly.
Stealing other people away from gains.
Wow. Yeah, exactly. Stealing gains. So be mindful of that. And if you have anything worse, just rest up. And I think getting sick, like, sometimes it can just happen, especially in this season. I have a very long history of getting sick because of training.
I think that's a topic I would like to talk about too.
Yeah. So we can go into that. I think there's different kinds of people. Like, this is purely personal experience here, talking to a lot of other coaches, trainers, or other people who train. I feel there's like different people that respond to a too much volume or too much intensity or or end of a cycle in different ways. Like some people start like feeling joint pain, or they feel how their structures are getting tired. The explosiveness is long gone. The grip strength, they're starting to lose grip strength, and the risk of injury keeps rising and rising. Maybe the sleep isn't as good, even if they're constantly exhausted. And those are all factors you can look at. And other people, for example, don't have almost any symptoms at all in this direction, but they just get sick. And before, I trained with a structured plan where everything was all over the place many years ago. When I was tired, for example, I just took some time off, but then went all in again. And the fatigue kept accumulating, and or I injured myself. It was like worst case scenario. But especially if I had too long session, like sessions that were way too long, I used to train for 5 to 6 hours a day sometimes, I got sick and my body like automatically deloaded. And sometimes now too, very, very rarely, it happens that if a cycle is very, very hard, I get to the last day of the cycle where I know, okay, I'm gonna pull this through. And then like I get sickly for 1 or 2 days where my body really tells me I need to recover, but it usually goes hand in hand with the deload. So yeah. I just rest up a few days, go in very slowly, do my deload, and then get back into it. But I think it's a good thing, like a good kind of measure for some people. Like if they know they're start getting sick, or they feel their throat a bit, just to rest up, not finish the cycle. That's what, like I, for example, did. I skipped the last day. I just rested that day, and I avoided getting sick and losing more days.
Yeah. So, in the beginning, I would like to start over with that. It's a little bit of how to avoid getting sick, and as you already told, a big part in that is definitely how your training is structured. Is it a lot of volume and intensity? I think it's very important to, and that's a big part of programming and periodization, that you have control over that and just do what doesn't make you sick or getting injured. That's a German saying is on Messerschneider. So you're riding a wave, and it's
just on the limit.
You're on the limit, and it's hard, of course, but it's pretty important that you are very, very open about all the things you feel and tell that to your coach. So that he can handle all that stuff pretty well. I think that's one part of the picture. So all the volume and intensity is very important, and you feel that by all the examples Dennis already told us. But another thing is, of course, the social life, running around in university, in job, having contact with other people.
Drinking at night, for example.
Yeah, all that stuff. Yeah, that's the stuff. Sometimes it's just not avoidable, but that's also the part Dennis already told us. Wash your hands and stuff like that. Stay away from sick people. That's some important parts. But what I would like to talk about is also when it gets a little darker now in this season, and you know it's getting colder and all that stuff. We are living in Europe, so it is getting cold here. We have snow. There may be parts in the world where it is not like that, but in here it is like that, and people tend to get more sick in that time, so that's why we talk about it now. A very important thing is also managing the whole stress level in your life. So that's a very important part. When you know you have now a very stressful time in the job, in the university, maybe you're moving and all that stuff. Yeah. So there are more factors in life that give you more stress. That's also stress that accumulates to the stress you're getting from training. And that's something people tend to not think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And most of that stress is, for most people, just not avoidable. So if you have that stress at a job or at university, maybe there are tests or something, you can't avoid it. So it is it's up to you to decrease stress in life a little bit more so that you don't get sick. So that can also mean that if you know there's a lot of stress in your life, to decrease training stress a little.
Yeah, very important.
That's where I wanted to go now, because from what I see, as I have a lot of people who have good jobs and have to work a lot as my clients, there are times in the year where they have to really work a lot. And I try to keep the training stress in that time as low as possible, but as high as needed. That's mm-hmm. a very important thing to let them start making gains. But you have to balance that very well, because the time where you're getting sick, you can't train. And even a little less training is better than no training. And that's a very important fact. So if you get sick for like 3 weeks, that's 3 weeks of lost gains.
No.
And that's shit.
completely agree. And I think that's super individual from person to person. Like mm-hmm. I have some clients who never get sick. And I had one client, for example, that in the beginning, like already with pretty low training volumes, he tended like to get sick very, very regularly. And like, I'm amazed how little he's training now. Like the volume in general and intensity is extremely low in his plan, the lowest of all my clients. And since then, he started making incredible progress.
But just not because, getting sick.
And not getting sick, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's super, super, super individual. And like, in the beginning, I looked at the plan. I thought, how can someone progress with something like this? But it works. It's like better than ever. And
yeah.
Sometimes it just takes time to recognize something like that. But once you have it, you know how to work with the person. Like, and if someone like keeps getting sick over and over again, some people get sick more easily, but often like a stressful like training plays a big, big role in it. Mm-hmm. And I've noticed that with myself too. I used to get sick a lot. And like after starting training with a plan, just I got way less sick.
Yeah.
And when I get sick, it's usually like just the throat hurting a bit, and I know I need to rest one day and I'm good again. Or like I have chronic sinusitis, which is just annoying. It's not really being sick. When I bike around or bike to the gym, for example, I feel it. And in this season, mm-hmm. like I'm trying to bike less, for example. Yeah.
I think that should talk about is some kind of supplementation
you can
do to avoid getting sick. So I think a little higher dose of vitamin C.
Yeah, vitamin C. Zinc.
What's that in English?
Zinc, I think. With C. I'm not sure.
I'm not sure too.
Yeah.
Fuck. But we get back to that. And if you have questions, just hit us up on Instagram, Strength and Skills Podcast, and then just ask us. We will look that up.
It's Zinc. Zinc.
All right. Yeah. You're faster than Instagram. All right. I think higher doses of that are pretty good in that season. What is also pretty important, especially for people who live on the northern side of the globe, is
vitamin D.
Pretty important.
I would recommend that actually to everyone. So supplement with vitamin D, and like everyone has low doses of vitamin D. Get your calcium, especially if you're vegetarian, for example. Magnesium too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think those, and get enough sleep. I think those are
the most important. That's one of the most important things here. The sleep thing. Most people underestimate how powerful that is.
Yeah. And eating enough. Those two.
Of course. If you're in a caloric deficit, you tend to get easier sick as the body has not that much power as you tend to have. No? That's of course, that's pretty
easy
to understand. All right. So we had a little bit about how to avoid it. We already said don't train when you're sick, but there are of course some, how can I say that? some degrees of sickness which are okay to train with.
Yeah.
I mean, having a headache is sometimes the training will not be the best, as headache will be, it will get bigger, harder. I don't know how to say that.
Worse.
It's worse. That's easy. But yeah, if you have the flu,
if you really feel
you have temperature and stuff like that, stay at home.
No.
The world just turned. You won't. It would just be stupid to do so. As when I remember, there was a coach in the old gym I was. She trained when she was sick, and it was close to having really heart problems because of that. Because she trained when she was sick. And goddamn it, she couldn't train for nearly a year, I think.
Yeah.
And just because you think, oh my God, I need to train when you're sick, that can cost you a year.
Honestly, when you're sick, your body has enough problems to deal with than your training. So it's a point where your body is fighting something, where your body is busy, where your body needs you to rest and doesn't need you to like damage it even more or stress it even more. So yeah. And I mean, there are points, like especially when you're starting to get better again, or certain kinds of illnesses. For example, I like the sinusitis I have, it's just some mucus on the frontal lobe, like, and I have a headache in the frontal lobe and I know it and it's not infectious. So I won't hurt anyone when I go train, and I try to go train, and after a few sets of squats, it just went away completely, just because like through higher body temperature, it helps me to get the fluids out more easily, for example, or just mobilize them and feel better. But it's something you have to know.
Yeah, the problem with that is people might now think, okay, when I do, when I'm a little bit sick, I just train it away.
You don't. It's something that is constantly there and gets better usually, just because I move a bit and I'm warm. That's a two reason. But if you have like your throat hurts and you go train, you will very likely make it worse, not better.
Yeah.
So most disclaimer.
Really most of the time.
Yeah.
So the takeaway for you is if you feel sick, stay at home.
Exactly.
Get back on track.
Long story short.
Yeah.
So, and how do you get back on track?
That's a very important thing. Yeah. I think for me, I always do it like that. I write intro weeks for the people, so like the start of a new blog. So getting them light into it, getting back on it. And what I also try to avoid is having too much of this stuff, like sets of 12 in sports.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you come back from being sick and you start off with a set of 12 on squats, heavy, it's most of the time people get back on sickness.
Yeah, exactly. You get sick again.
So a little bit of stuff that's not too hard on the whole system. Like, you can do pull-ups and stuff like that, in my opinion. You most of the time you will feel a little bit weaker, and that's completely normal. It's okay. I would work with an RPE in that time, not with pros, with maybe given weights and stuff like that, as especially in the first week after being sick, most people, they just don't feel that well, don't feel that strong, and it's good to have an RPE if the athlete is able to handle that objective. So there are people who always want to make a 10 out of an 8. In that case, you run into a wall if you do so.
Yeah. Usually, like, if I know the athlete well, and I know he kind of knows how to train, at least the first day after sickness, I just tell them, like, I take one day off the plan where you have a bit of every movement in. Mm-hmm. Let him do some body weight stuff and just ease into it and see how he feels for a very short session. Take the day after off. And usually, like, if the day after they feel very well, you can slowly start, like you said, with an intro week. And if the day after still feel tired and sickly, let them rest up a bit more before starting again. I have some sort of go in day where they're free to just move, and you have to have someone, of course, that doesn't go in and kills himself with everything, because now he has the freedom to do so. So take one day of the plan, take more than half of the volume off. Maybe take the weight off so he just does some body weight stuff to get into the movements again. And that often, like, after the training, they feel very, very well. It's enough to just feel like a human being again. And if they rest the day after, they're completely, completely fit again. It's something that I use for myself a lot too. Yeah. Just get back into it, rest one day, and then go.
Yeah.
Slowly go at it again.
I would do it like that too. So exactly like that. So slowly getting back into it, with very low volume and bringing up the volume over the week, so that you see over the week how the athlete feels. Mm-hmm. Here it's very important that you maybe daily speak to the athlete and just a short WhatsApp message. How do you feel today after training? Yeah. How is it going? And just being there for them, and just do it that way.
So ease them into it. And I feel like many people you meet in the gym and you talk to, you're like, I was sick, I'm so weak now, I lost all my progress. It's like, no, you just ease into it 1 week. You don't even try to do the stuff you were doing before, and you'll see in 1 week you'll be where you were. And if you were sick, like, for a longer period of time, it will take you a few weeks, but, like, progress doesn't run away so quickly.
Yeah. So, but there's another thing I would like to talk about, as it tends to come up pretty often for competition athletes.
Mm-hmm.
They get sick during peaking.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the strategy: how to deal with that during a peaking. So as an example, I do have my own athlete. He's pretty strong, and he has his next competition today. Is the, let me look it up, 21st, and his competition is at the 30th. Mm-hmm. So 7 days up to the competition, and he's now sick for a week. My first thought was, okay, that's going to be pretty complicated bringing up his best for the competition. But then I always remember rule number one, don't shit your pants. There's always a solution. What I now try to do with him is the approach to see this sickness as a deload, getting him slowly back on track, really with lighter weights, bringing the weights up more and more and more, and let him train into the competition now. Yeah. That's very, very important right now, as we don't have the time for a taper now. Yeah. As we just have 7 days, and we need to get all the whole system back on track to be able to perform at his best in competition. And that's going to be a hard one. It can be that it won't work.
Yeah.
And we're just going to see how his body reacts to this right now. And this is something, if you get sick during peaking, that's something that happens pretty often to athletes.
Yeah.
As you're in a position where the stress to your body is pretty high, and then right now there is also this season for getting sick, and this comes together, and he just went sick, and this is something that happens to a lot of people. So we are trying this now to bringing him slowly back into it.
Yeah.
Starting with very low volume, very, very low. And the intensities are really not high, just to let him do the movements.
Yeah.
And bringing him back into the movements day by day by day during the next 7 days. And yeah, trying to bring him back on point as he was on point, but now.
Yeah. It happened, the same thing happened a few weeks ago to one of my athletes was preparing for a competition. Yeah. And he got sick. But it was one and a half or 2 weeks before. So yeah. We managed, like, and he was sick for a very short time. So entered the training with a lower RPE than we wanted him to. We ease into it, then more the next session, and we managed to have a mini taper before, just a few days of rest before the competition that he didn't get in. And he performed very, very well. Could have been better without the sickness, of course, because he lost 2 or 3 training sessions through that, but it worked out. Of course, if you get sick super close and for 1 week, it's very, very hard. Everything you can do is train into it and see the competition as the last training of the block. Maybe have one day of rest in between more or something like that.
Yeah,
you usually would. Yeah,
it's hard at that point, but it happens.
It's part of it. Like, you're peaking, you have work is stressful, and I mean the weather outside doesn't help. I mean, often it's from staying inside so much because outside it's so cold, and you just get sick.
All right,
very nice.
I think we have it all now.
I think so too. And
hopefully, we could help you a little bit of avoiding getting sick, how to deal with it, and how to get back on track. If so, shoot us a message. Let us know how you liked the episode, and maybe share it on Instagram, share it in your stories, share it on social media, wherever.
Share the love.
See it. Yes. We would love to see that. Tag us and enjoy.
Perfect.
All right.